have a short taste of Rashi from the second Aliyah of Parashat Va'etchanan. In the second Aliyah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ra'ei limadti etchem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai la'asot ken be'erev ha'aretz asher atem ba'im la'Hashem la'rishta." Moshe says, "I taught you all these laws, chukim, mishpatim, and that these laws are going to make you look wise and just in the eyes of the nation." Hi chachmatchem u'binatchem le'nei ha'amim asher yishmeun et kol ha'chukim ha'ela. All the nations are going to say these people are really righteous, and it's a big Kiddush Hashem for people to see the way that Bnei Yisrael are acting when they enter Eretz Yisrael. But he ends and says, "Raki shamer lecha ushmar nafshecha meod pen tishkacha et hadvarim asher ro'i necha upen yasur milvavcha kol yimei chayecha v'odatam levanecha v'lin v'necha." And Rashi comments, "Az kshelo tishkechu otam v'tasum al amitatam tachshevu chachamim unevanim v'im tavtu otam mitoch shechecha tachshevu shotim." A very interesting comment. He says, if you do them in an authentic manner, if you do them the way that they're supposed to be done, if they're consistent and internally consistent, then everybody's going to say, wow, what wonderful people. However, if you corrupt them and you distort them and you forget some of them, then the entire system falls apart. So, an interesting comment by Rashi by saying that sometimes the system of Torah and Mitzvot makes sense internally, because we grew up with it, but it doesn't make sense to people looking from outside, and it doesn't make sense because they see that our actions are not consistent. A person does one mitzvah but doesn't do another, so if they're righteous in terms of Shabbos, let's say, if they keep the Torah, the mitzvahs of Shabbos, but they don't keep the mitzvot of tzedek and mishpat and civil law, and they're not honest, so then from outside it's not a Kiddush Hashem anymore at all. It looks terrible. It looks like the biggest Chilul Hashem. It looks like people who are only interested in the ritualistic aspects of Judaism but have no integrity when it comes to the quote-unquote moral aspects. And so by forgetting and corrupting some of the mitzvot, it stops being a Kiddush Hashem from the outside. It only remains a Kiddush Hashem from the outside when we are completely and entirely consistent in keeping all of the mitzvot equally.